have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all, and Merry Christmas. It's Christmas time in the city. Merry Christmas. Believe it or not, it is upon us. And it's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question I get to in a minute. Brand new BQ. And it's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running about doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just cannot sit and watch the show because you got to go finish your Christmas shopping, you got to go and attack ICE for trying to make America safe again. You got to pretend that you love ICE. I mean, hate ICE, but love the enemies of America, the illegal aliens. And you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would love to. You can podcast, or you're just going to take your children to a social camp of destruction of public school. A government school, so, but whatever. You can still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. But on your phone, or I said iPad, hey? You can listen to the show on your phone, not iPad. Your phone. I'm accustomed to saying iPad. My bad. But you can listen to the show on your phone, anywhere in the world, around the world. And for the flat earthers, with no proof that the earth is flat, but flat earthers, up and down the world. All right? It is Monday. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the video. It is Monday. And not only do rainy days and Mondays make me feel good, they always look me up. It is also Female Monday. All my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. It's Monday, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. And I have a guest for now. And so when I, in the next hour, I will introduce the brand new biblical question. But I have a guest for now, and I will take your call for the guest if you would like. I hear all the time men have difficulty dating or dealing with women or finding the right date or girlfriend or fiance or wife. And so it's the dirtiest thing I ever seen. So I'm like, let me invite Cecilia Grande on, and maybe she can help me understand. Cecilia is a matchmaker and is committed to guiding her clients into lasting relationship. And you can find her at LumaSearch.com. Cecilia, Merry Christmas and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Amazing. So you are a matchmaker. How did that come about?
I have always wanted to pursue a career helping others. And it took me a long time to figure out exactly how I was going to do that, what career path I was going to pursue. For a time, I wanted to be a psychiatrist. I wanted to be a personal trainer and fitness coach. And eventually, I realized that love and relationships and connecting people is my passion and what truly brings me joy.
Amazing. And so, do you have to go to school for that, or did you
you have to get certified?
Oh, you do, by the government?
No, there's all kinds of courses you can take. You can find them online. I did that as well as a certification through the company that I work for, LumaSearch.
Oh, okay. And what is love?
What is love? That's a great question. Love is many things. If you're referring to within a relationship, it is patience, kindness, acceptance, loyalty, openness, all of the things.
And when you say acceptance, what do you mean by that? Explain what you mean by that.
A lot of people get into relationships with an image in their idea of what they want that person to be like. And we should all have, you know, preferences and standards, and we shouldn't settle. We should wait for the right person for us. But there is no perfect person. We're never going to find someone that ticks every box. So unfortunately, some people rush into relationships. They don't want to be alone. They don't want to wait for someone that might be better for them. So they'll end up in a relationship with someone, and then they'll try to change them, whether that's changing the way they dress, you know, wanting them to be more ambitious, wanting them to talk a certain way, wanting them to do just anything that isn't part of who they are. And we shouldn't try to change people. Yeah. If someone's not right for you, that's okay. And as I said, you're never going to find someone that is exactly everything that you wish for. So just accept their differences, accept their quirks, accept their imperfections.
Amazing. And do you deal with primarily men or women? Who do you help find?
It's pretty 50-50. Both
men and women. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Are you, what type of man would you, are you married, if I may ask?
I am not married, no.
What type of man do you want?
If I were to describe my perfect man, first of all, emotionally available and healthy, self-aware, grounded, enterprising, kind, active and healthy. Those would be some of my top preferences.
And have you ever found that type of a man?
Not yet. I've come close, but not quite.
And why not? Why haven't you found that type of man yet?
To be honest, and I think this is true for a lot of people who haven't found the right person for them, I haven't prioritized dating in the way that would get me to that person faster. So a lot of people, including myself, don't feel comfortable engaging with more than one person at once. Now, of course, we're talking about the beginning stages of dating, not when you're in an exclusive relationship. If you're committed to someone, you should certainly only be with that person. But when you are trying to find the right person for you, you have to really commit to making time for it, getting out there, meeting people, and ultimately dating casually multiple people at once. Because the whole point of dating is to get to know people, learn about them, see if they're going to be the right person for you. And if you only date one person at a time, I mean, it could take you till you're 80 to find that person. Yeah. It's efficiency.
Amazing. So you're saying that when men and women are dating, they should date more than one person at a time.
Yeah, until you've had a conversation about exclusivity, if that's something that you want, if you want monogamy, then there's absolutely no reason that you should date more than one person at once. As I said, dating, the purpose is to get to know the person. And until you've had a conversation about exclusivity, or if you've been intimate, I mean, these things are highly personal, but in my opinion, you're just friends. You're just, or becoming friends. You're getting right to know the person to decide if they might be a romantic match for you.
Should, so if they are dating more than one person at the same time, the men or women, should they be having sex with all these people?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. But as I said, that's highly personal.
Right.
I personally wouldn't be physically intimate with someone unless I was in a committed relationship. But even if you are more open than that, I think that if you, let's say you're dating three people, things happen, you end up being intimate with one of them, even if you're not ready to have an exclusivity conversation person with them, an exclusivity conversation with that person, you're not sure if that's who you want to be with. I think certainly for your own, your physical health, your mental health, you probably should stick to being intimate with just that person.
Right.
But that's, again, it's highly personal. So
should men and women tell each other how many people they've been with? Cause I hear a lot that sometimes women tell men the number of, once they start dating one-on-one, they tell each other how many people they have already been with. Should they be telling that? Should they tell that to each other?
I think that this body count nonsense is just that. It's nonsense. It's very juvenile. The number of partners that you have certainly can influence you mentally, emotionally, even physically. Sex is an energy exchange. However, I don't think in the context of a relationship that it is something important to talk about. It's triggering for most people. You don't know what they think is high, what they think is low. And ultimately, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. You're with this person and everything, people can change. Just because you've been with 50 people doesn't mean that you're a bad person, that you're dirty, that there's something wrong with you. And that's a lot of the mental framework that a lot of people have. I think if you find someone that you really enjoy being with and you want to share your life with, instead of operating from a fearful mindset and wanting to know, well, how many people have they been with? You're essentially looking for what's wrong with the person. Don't think about that. Just enjoy being with them. Appreciate them. And I think that the focus on body count, it's just, it's very, it's small-minded. You know, you're reducing a human being's value to their genitals. It's just, people are so much more valuable than that.
I didn't know it was called body count. It's called body count now?
Yeah, body count.
Amazing. is sex love or is sex just sex?
I think most of the time sex is just sex. It should be reserved for love. I believe that sex is an expression of love, which is why, as I said before, I don't get physically intimate with anyone that I'm not in a committed relationship with.
Right.
But all of these things are personal choices. There's no right or wrong way or thing to do. It's whatever makes you happy, whatever you're comfortable with. And as long as you are on the same page with whoever you're involved with, honesty is key.
Oh, okay. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, a man would never marry a woman that's already been with another guy like that.
Yeah.
Because it would be
virgin.
Right. It would be gross. It would be, it's almost like a used up old package already. He would sleep with her, but he wouldn't ever marry her. What changed that men would be with a woman who've already been marry a woman? They would be with them just for the fun of things. But what happened that men would marry a woman that's been with another man already?
Well,
why
lots
did that change?
Has changed. The whole world has changed. You know, it used to be that people there was much more focus on religion. It was much more common and normal that a woman wouldn't be with anyone until she was married.
Right.
And that's not the case anymore.
I know. That's the problem.
People start having sex at 15, 16.
Amazing. And so should a man, because in those days, women were considered to be sluts, and normally sluts don't make good wives and good mother. Should a man marry a woman who has already been with another man already in that way?
I think so.
Why?
I mean, because think about how much you would be limiting your options to choose from if you weren't willing to be with a woman that wasn't a virgin. They'd be slim to none. You have
so
like,
are all women sluts?
No.
You can't find a virgin anymore?
Do you think that if you're not a virgin, you're a slut?
So it's impossible to find a virgin anymore.
It's certainly not impossible.
And where should you look to find one?
At church, perhaps.
They're not at church.
They're not at church either?
No, they're not.
I don't know. I'm not well versed on where the virgins are located.
Well, you're definitely not going to find them at church nowadays. But should a man wait to find a virgin?
No.
And why not?
Because as I said, you are greatly reducing your options if that's what you're looking for. And whether or not someone has had sex, surely it is an indicator of certain things. But whether or not someone has had sex doesn't tell you if you have shared values, shared vision for life, if you get along, if you laugh at each other's jokes, if you enjoy each other's company. And those are the things that that indicate whether or not you're going to have a long-lasting, healthy, meaningful relationship.
When a person comes to you, man or woman come to you, and they're looking for a date, what does a matchmaker do?
So we have a database of people that we work with, along with an alliance, a matchmaker alliance, other matchmakers who we sometimes coordinate and do matches with. And every matchmaker is different, but generally what we do is we go through the database and we search for people that we think are going to be a good match for our client. What I typically focus on is I think what's most important is, as I just said, aligned values, vision for life. Shared interests is something we do look at. However, I wouldn't say it's the number one most important thing. Emotional availability, readiness for a relationship, all of those things are primary indicators of long-term relationship success.
And do men and women look for someone that they can marry and start a family? Is that their intention, or are they just looking for someone to date?
Everyone is looking for something different. So for some people, marriage itself isn't important. Some people want kids, some people don't want kids. But I would say that the majority of the people that we work with are looking for something serious, whatever that means to them.
Amazing. And I noticed that women who are educated, they don't make for good wives and mothers. Would you ever match a man or woman up, a man up with a woman that's not educated to start a family, since we know that educated women don't make for good wives and mothers?
Well, that's an interesting belief. I've never heard that before, but I would say yes. We match men very often with women who are highly educated and career minded, ambitious. A lot of men actually tell me that that's what they're looking for. They want a woman that has a great career. They want a woman who's educated. And you know, whether or not I agree with a woman being educated or career minded, being a good match for a man or not, I think that, as I said before, it's important that you have, that you get along, you laugh at each other's jokes. And if one person is highly educated and the other person isn't, you may not be super compatible, because those things influence the way you operate. They influence the way you view the world. They influence what you're interested in.
Educated women tend to believe that they're equal to men. Do you agree with me that women are not equal to men?
We are. Men and women are equal. We are equal in value, different in role.
Meaning what?
Meaning men are, they operate from logic. They're problem solvers. They're hunters. They're protectors, providers. And women operate from an emotional framework. And that's why we're the nurturers and the caretakers and the healers.
But I noticed that emotional mothers tend to destroy the man children because they're so emotional. And emotions are evil. Why would a man want to marry an emotional woman knowing that she's going to destroy his children?
It depends. I think what you mean by emotional is emotionally volatile. So there's nothing wrong with emotions. We all have emotions. We all can be emotional. But something that you're supposed to learn as a child is emotional regulation. And humans have a wide range of emotions, and all of them are valid and normal and okay. It depends what you do with those emotions. Can you control them? Can you emotionally regulate? Or do you make them everyone else's problem?
But women tend to do that. They make everyone else part of their problem because the so-called good emotion and the so-called bad emotion are so destructive. They tend to make everybody become a part of their destruction.
There's a lot of men that have emotional dysregulation as well.
I know, but an emotional man is a woman. He's taken on his mother's identity. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that could be part of it. Most people who have emotional regulation problems, it's something that happened or didn't happen. They didn't get the nurturing that they needed as a child, as well as many other things can cause it.
Right. So how long should a couple date before they get married, if they decide to get married?
I think realistically, you know, in about 6 months, whether or not this is someone that you can see yourself marrying. So at 6 months, you should have a pretty good idea. And then from there, it depends for the man how long it's going to take him to gather the funds to purchase an engagement ring for his girlfriend. These people, you know, I think there's so many people, they wait 3, 4, 5 years to decide. It's just a waste of time. It doesn't that long to figure out if you should marry someone or not.
I noticed that today's men spend a lot of money on women. They take them out to expensive dinners, hotels, trips, and clothes, and in some cases they pay their rent. What happened to society? In the good old days, men would never do that. They would never do spend money on a woman like that before marriage. And even in marriage, they were careful how they spent. But what's wrong with men that they spend money like that on women? And what's wrong with a woman that she would take that kind of money from a man?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. If it's, well, because obviously that's what they want. For whatever reason, that's what makes them happy. That's really all that matters in life is, are you happy? So if both people are happy, there's nothing wrong with it, right?
But they're not happy because the man is stressed out. He's trying to please the woman. And the woman gets angry because the man won't spend enough money on her. And
well,
so, but if the money wasn't involved at all, and they got to know each other based on just knowing each other, they have a better chance of having a good relationship. Am I right?
I agree. But people who have that sort of relationship dynamic are probably not looking for that. That's not their priority. They're probably looking for the dynamic that they have.
Do women want to be treated like queens?
I think most women want to be treated well. And the queens, perhaps some of them, depends how you define queen. But yes, I think most women do want to be treated well.
And why do women want to be worshipped like that?
Women need to feel safe to thrive in a relationship. And when a man is chivalrous and provides more than just financial, men need to provide emotionally as well, and many don't. But women need to feel safe in relationship. And when a man is providing for them, that is one of the things that makes women feel safe.
But feel safe from what? Because it's all based on money. It doesn't change her her bad attitude, her queen attitude. She just get worse. The more, because if you notice, it's difficult to, whenever a man try to please a woman, it's difficult to please her. The more you try, the worse she get. Should a man ever try to please her or help her overcome her hell?
I think if you're in a relationship with someone who you value, both men and women, you should absolutely try to please them and make them happy. That's what relationships are for, making each other happy, making each other's lives better.
But you can never please another person. There's not enough you can do for them. The more you do, the more they want.
Well, you can't make someone happy who isn't already happy on their own. That is true.
Yeah. What is a man?
What is a man?
Yes.
Biologically, a human being with the corresponding genitals. What do I think a man is?
Right.
Someone who is strong but gentle, cares about the people around him, his family, his friends, his girlfriend, ambitious, driven, smart, physically fit. Those things, those are all masculine qualities, in my opinion.
And what is a woman?
What is a woman? Soft, feminine, nurturing, yet strong in her own ways. Cares about those around her as well. Beautiful, which is in the eye of the beholder. Beautiful, takes care of her body also, her body and her energy and her emotional state. That's how I would describe a woman.
Should a man date or marry a fat woman?
That's up to him. Listen, everyone deserves love, and there are some men that appeals to them.
Let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773. I need love, love, to please my mind. I need to find fun. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. And then rage, from rage to responsibility. Check it out. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Hey, folks, I need love, love to please my mind. I need to find someone who have the time. My mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. Welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up. The guy with the good hair, he white. The Hake Report after my show. And James Hake is on fire from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. The American Anchor Baby. I and Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you have a safe and a fun, if you want fun, Christmas. All right? Watch your backs out there while you travel. It's dangerous out there now. It's changed a lot. So be careful out there, all right? I have with me Cecilia Grande. And she is a matchmaker and is committed to guiding her clients into lasting relationship. Cecilia, tell the folks how to get to your website or whatever you like to put out there right now.
www.lumasearch.com. And you can also find us on Instagram. The handle is at LumaSearch. Same spelling for the website.
Right on. And I see on your website, Luma, offer Christian, celebrity, LGBT, and Jewish matchmaking. What's the difference between those?
That's just for people who want to prioritize finding a partner that would fall under one of those categories. So we work with people from all walks of life. We work with Christians, LGBTQ, heterosexual, homosexual. I think you said Muslim. Muslim is on there. We work with all of those people, and we can find someone that, as I said, would fall under that category for someone who's also looking for a partner.
Though they're looking for the same, whatever they're into, do they want the same things from each other?
No, everyone wants something different. I think all human beings want love. How we define love is very individual.
Meaning what? What do you mean by that?
What we want the relationship to look like, what's important to us, how we operate within a relationship, the type of partner that we hope for. Those things are all different from one person to the next.
should a Christian marry a Jew, or should different religious beliefs match up together?
That depends on how important religion is to you. If religion is something that is a very big part of your life, it's very important to you, then you should certainly be with someone who shares those values, most likely practices the same religion, or it's going to be tough to make the relationship work.
How often do your matchup break up? Do they come back looking for someone else?
That depends. Some people go on a few dates. They think it's serious and, you know, they realize that it's not. That's not the right person. And they say, hey, Cecilia, I'm ready to date again. But most of the people that we match who end up in serious relationships, eventually it leads to marriage, the majority.
Like, once you talk to them and you find someone to match up, do they have videos of each other? How do they meet up?
We coordinate the date and we send all the information to both parties, and then they meet at a designated meeting point.
How do they know they can trust? Because people are so evil now and dangerous. How do they know they won't get hurt or killed or something?
It's always in a very public setting,
okay.
Whether that is somewhere that they're going to bowl or somewhere that they're going to have a meal. You know, it's not on a dark street corner at 11 p.m. at night.
Should a man marry a woman who refused to drop her whole last name? Let's say you have Mary Jones. I don't know anywhere about her name. Her husband's last name is Jones. Should a man allow her to keep any portion of her name, her middle name or last name, or should she be required to take his entire name, last name?
It depends on the context. If that's important to you, then I would say yes. If it's a deal breaker for you, it's a deal breaker for you.
When you say for you, for the man or the woman?
For either party. I personally, if I was to marry a man, I have traditional values. I would take his last name. And I do think that it's important, and I do think it's important to be on the same page. However, if you're a man and you found a woman that's perfect for you, you have to decide now if she doesn't want to take your last name, is that so important to you that you're willing to lose the whole person? But that's where communication comes in a relationship. You talk about it and you come to an understanding and hopefully an agreement. There's a lot of people who they are public figures or famous in some sort of way. And so for that reason, it's important that they keep their name, in which case it's understandable, but there's options for that as well. There's a happy medium. You can hyphenate your last name, but it's highly personal. It's between those two people to decide what's important to each of them and who's willing to bend. Both partners should always be meeting halfway for any points of contention within a relationship.
Really? I noticed that a lot of women, some of them are taking on the man's last name, but they are keeping their last name there as well.
Hyphenating it.
Isn't that a sign that is not going to be a good wife and mother? And that's the first sign, one of the first signs that you should not marry that kind of woman. Because once she marry him, she belongs to him now. She does not belong to the family that she's leaving. Isn't that a sign that she's not going to make for a good wife and a mother?
That depends on how you define a good wife and a mother. You know, what you just described, I think that used to be true many years ago.
Yeah.
People don't own people anymore. When you get married, it's not that you're now the property of that man.
Why not?
The world and society don't operate the way they used to.
As a result, look how screwed up society is now that it doesn't operate the way it did in the good old days. Now it's all screwed up.
I agree. I think one of the main reasons that relationships are so difficult and relationships become marriages, become mother and father, raise those kids, I think that humans were meant to operate a certain way, men in their role and women in
Right.
their role. And I think that the fact that we've moved so far away from traditional gender roles is a big part of the reason why the world is not doing as well as it might.
Absolutely. And that's why we have to go back to the right way, because as long as these men are putting up with these women who think that they're equal to men and they want to go to work and they want to be like the man, it's never going to make for a good wife or mother, and it won't be good for the children if he should make babies with her. Am I right? You agree with that?
I think men and women are equal.
But they're
Neither
not equal. How are they
is there.
equal?
We are equal.
In what way?
But we're different.
How are you equal, though?
Because we're equally important and equally valuable in different ways.
But how are you important?
Well, men can't make a baby in their body, can
You
they?
can make a baby in a tube now.
Yeah, well, that's a problem too.
You know,
Men can't, there are many things that men can't do that women can,
like
and there are
what?
many things that women can't do that men
What
can, and
is it
that's
that a
why
woman can do that a man cannot do?
women have a much wider emotional range, as I said,
But
where the
that's
nurturers,
hell,
the
though. That's not a good
caretakers.
thing. Ain't it?
If you can't control your emotions, it's not a good thing,
But there's
which
no
is why
woman.
we all need to work on bettering ourselves and our mental health, men and women.
Are you a Christian, if I may ask?
I was raised Catholic. I'm not a deeply religious person. I would consider myself more spiritual.
And what is spiritual? What do you mean by that?
In spirituality, we believe that God is within. It's spirituality really is a lot of people complicate it. It's really just dropping all your nonsense, dropping your attachment to things, people, outcomes. It's being present. It's being authentic, living in alignment with what you want and who you are. It's all of those things.
I noticed that women want men to cater to their emotion. You don't listen. You don't meet my emotions. And knowing that emotions are evil, why would a man cater to a woman's emotions, knowing that it's evil, instead of showing her how to overcome emotions so that they can have peace in the home and the family? Should he cater to her emotion instead of showing her how to overcome it?
Cater to is probably not a great choice of words, but that is what women need from men. Women are emotional and men are not. So women need men to be the grounded, strong point of the relationship, someone that she can lean on, someone she can be emotional with, and he can be strong and grounded and bring her back to a baseline.
Meaning that he should help her overcome the hell in her?
Men should be supportive to women as women should be supportive to men. We do those things. It means something different for each of us.
Meaning, are you saying that a strong man will help the woman overcome her hell in her rather than
Yes.
catering to it?
Yes, and women help men emotionally in the sense that men don't have friend groups the same way that women do. We have friends that we can go and we can talk to and we can talk about our problems and we can cry and we can. Men can't
Thank God.
men can't talk to other men
But
that
men
way.
don't
There's
want that. That's a woman thing. And women look for other women to agree with them. That's why they go cry. They want someone to say, "You're fine in your hell. You could stay that way." But a man would not tolerate that. He would tell her to get over it. Am I right?
It's not true that men don't need that. That's part of the problem. That's why so many men, and there's women too, but many men are emotionally stunted because think about it. When a little girl is a child and she falls and she cries, she's comforted. When a little boy falls and he cries, he's told, get up, stop crying, be a man.
Absolutely.
But every human being has feelings and should be, their feelings should be respected and allowed. And listen, I'm not saying that men should go to their friends being emotional and crying unless they want to. But the point is that they can't. And all human beings need someone that's going to support them when they're feeling down. And so, as I said, men get that from a good partner in a woman. And they don't have it. They don't have another outlet like that. Women will listen. Women will comfort you. You know, your male friends won't do that the same way.
But a man should never tell a woman his weakness. He should never show weakness to a woman, because if he did, the woman going to use it against him to try to use it to control him or destroy him.
A woman who is not emotionally healthy might do that.
They all do that.
All women, no.
Yeah, all of them.
No.
Let me ask, and then I want to take some calls for you. I have some questions here on the board for you. Why are women so evil in that when there's a divorce or a separation between a man and a woman and they have children, and the first thing the woman want to do is go to court and cry? And we all know when she's crying, she's lying. Do you agree with that? When she's crying, she's lying?
If there isn't an across the board correct answer, surely sometimes, yeah, but not all the time.
No.
And both sides can be, I wouldn't use the word evil, but both sides can be nasty. Divorces are nasty.
Well, what the first thing the woman would do is go to court and lie by crying, and she would take the man's children away from him and still want money for herself and the children. Why are they so wicked like that, that they would destroy the man's children to get back at him and rip him off financially?
Well, I've seen it from both sides when a divorce happens, or even without a divorce, when two people separate, they operate from their ego and they use the kids to hurt the other person. And it's not right, and it's not right when it happens from either side, but it definitely
you don't
from
see
both
that
sides.
You don't see that with men, but you see it all the time from the women, especially the educated one.
I've seen it with many men.
No.
And maybe it's more on one side, but
yeah.
I have definitely seen it from both sides.
Amazing. Let's see here. Couple questions. So you and I agree that a man should never spend money on a woman he's dating, never marry an educated woman because she's never going to make for a good wife or mother, and don't cater.
I don't agree with any of that.
Don't cater to her emotions.
No, I don't agree with any of that. I think a man should provide and do things to make his woman feel good. Absolutely.
So I
don't think that whether or not someone is educated is an indicator of long-term relationship success. It's if that's something that you're looking for in a person, then hopefully you find that. And if it's not something that you're looking for, then it doesn't matter if you find it or not.
Should a man marry a woman who is unwilling to give up her job, her so-called career, and stay home and be a wife and a mother to his children?
If that's
should
the
he
dynamic-
find that out in the very beginning?
Yes.
Let's say that they go out on their first date and they order a meal, and while they're gone, the workers go to get the meal. His first question should be, will you obey me? And the moment she says no or him and ha, he should get up and leave. If she said no, I won't obey you, I tell them to get up and leave. Leave it with the bill and everything. Am I right? Do not marry a woman who will not obey you?
I think obey is a strong word. And if a man asked me if I was going to obey him, I certainly wouldn't get up and leave, because that's not polite.
If
but
she said
I
no, he should leave.
Yeah.
Because that's
I
not
mean,
going to work.
I would say no. That sounds like someone who wants to control, not someone who wants to love.
Right. He's supposed to control his wife.
Well, I mean, if that's what she's hoping for in her relationship, then it would be a good thing if she said yes.
Do you believe in the order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman and woman over children? Do you believe in God's order?
No, I don't believe that men come before in women. I don't believe that they are superior to or more important than women. I believe that we are equal in value and different in role.
So
The
you just.
world would not be sustainable without men, and it would also not be sustainable without women. We're both important.
So you disagree with God's order?
If that's God's order, then yes.
Amazing. Amazing. So let's see, I have a question here. Let's see, Derek. How much money should men have before dating?
Well, that would depend very much on the area that you live in. Some areas are more expensive than others, but you certainly should have enough money to pay for dates. And if you're dating for marriage, you should be in a place financially where you're prepared to get married and have a home and raise children.
Let's see here. Are emotional men beta males or alpha males?
Depends on what you mean by emotional. All human beings have emotions. Now, again, if you're experiencing those emotions and remaining calm and grounded, that's one thing. If you are experiencing emotions and you're becoming aggressive or violent or just taking it out on the people around you in any way, well, that's not okay. So if I had to choose, I suppose you would say that a man who's emotional could be described as a beta male, but
Beta.
we don't need to be teaching people that emotions are wrong.
Why not?
Emotions
They've always
are
taught that emotions, especially in
natural.
the good old days.
Controlling your emotions is important. Not being in control of your emotions is wrong, but experiencing them is perfectly natural. We're humans. We all have emotions.
But emotion cannot be controlled. They have to overcome them. You cannot control them. They have to be taken away from you because they are evil.
I don't believe that. I control my emotions every single day. Every time you get upset about something and you don't act on it, that's controlling your emotions.
Amazing. Let's go to Stepman, a first-time caller. First-time call out of New York. Stepman, you want to take some calls? Cecilia, you want to take calls?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
How do I do that?
Hold
Or
on.
you're going to take the calls?
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
Let
yeah,
me go to
sure.
Stedman, a first time caller out of New York.
Hey,
Stedman.
how you doing, Uncle Jesse?
All is well, Stedman. You are on with Cecilia.
I'm surprised I got through.
Because of time, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, why does she think the way she does?
Cecilia?
Well, you'd need to be more specific. What are you asking? Why do I think what?
Okay, can I be honest with you?
Yes, please.
Okay, I love all women, regardless of your complexion, but I'm attracted to black women. And
Okay.
Are you white?
No, I'm black.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
E-black. But I want to ask her, is she white?
Yes,
I
she's
am,
white.
yes.
But because of time, I can't play anymore. Cecilia, how do people get to your website? Thank you, Seba. How do they get your website or whatever information?
It's at www.lumasearch, that's LumaSearch.com.
Thank
And
you.
the Instagram is the same, at LumaSearch.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. I'm gonna bring you
Thank
back.
you. Thank you. I would love to join you again.
All right. God bless you.
Merry
Grip.
Christmas. Bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas. The hate news now. I'll be back in a moment, folks. 2 hours, two more hours to go. God, I'll let you go through the sun. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man. Man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
a whole lot of mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour one already of Female Monday, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the 22nd of December, AD 2025. And there is one line open. You, yes, you can call in right now if you have not already gotten on air. Stedman, you can only call once a day or once per show per day. On the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, it is Hake News, not Fake News. JLP will be right back to your calls and your super chats. We saw them from Friday, Sunday, and today. Thank you, guys and gals. Guys includes gals. And nice. Merry Christmas, y'all. A detailed tip on Reddit. Shout out to Reddit. According to Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN helped lead investigators to that gun, so-called man, gun male, not a man, behind the deadly Brown University shooting. You hear about that? The person who posted it, whether the person who posted it will ever receive the $50,000 reward is unclear, partly because of the way the FBI worded their offer. Interesting. Well, shout out to Reddit anyway. You did the right thing, I guess. If you helped them find the bad guy, even though he was gone, a goner, by the time they found him. We do see your super chats continue to roll in. Appreciate them, y'all. MAGA Civil War, says Commie Nonsense Network. That's their narrative they're running with. This weekend's gathering of young Republicans and conservative influencers in Arizona at the TPUSA thingamajigger offered a glimpse into divisions already fraying President Donald J. Trump's MAGA coalition. MAGA means Make America Great Again. Even before he is out of office, speaking Sunday at Turning Point USA's annual conference, the first convention with the without the late, great Charlie Kirk, Vice President J.D. Vance spoke on Sunday. Not only did he address the friction, but he also encouraged attendees to embrace the disagreements. Would you rather lead a movement of free thinkers who sometimes disagree than a bunch of drones who take their orders from George Soros? Or better yet, Satan. Anyway, he said Soros, though. That's what Vance said at the four-day summit, the first since Turning Point's co-founder Charlie Kirk was killed. Murdered, you know, assassinated, allegedly. Speakers badmouthed one another on stage. They clashed over whether to engage with conspiracy theorists and argued over who belongs in the GOP and in America. Wow, even who belongs in America? Oh, well, yeah, I could see that. Nice. And the 2028 election, they're already looking way ahead of themselves. But as TPUSA's Turning Points conference wrapped with Charlie Kirk's widow, you know, the wife, Erica, endorsing J.D. Vance, a new CNN poll found about half of Americans say they've already given the 2028 presidential election some thought, although most don't have specific candidates in mind. Those with a candidate in mind had no clear consolidation behind a single name. Among Republicans and Republican-leaning independents, 22% named Vance, 4% little Marco Rubio, and 2% Ron DeSantis, Florida governor. You know, he tried to run last time, right? Another 3%, a mere 3%, said they'd like Trump to make another run, even though he's supposedly barred by the Constitution. California Governor Gavin Newsom came at 11% among demon rats. I call them Democrats, you know. Democrat-leaning independents, followed by former Vice President Cackling Kamala Harris at 5%. Embarrassing, huh? All right. Anyway, did you hear about that Venezuela tanker? The U.S. is pursuing yet another oil tanker in international waters near Venezuela after attempting to intercept it. So said the U.S. The ship sailing toward, not is it sailing? Towards Venezuela to pick up oil. They're under sanctions for links to Iranian oil. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and Merry Christmas. It's Christmas time in the city. Merry Christmas. Lots of folks are traveling. Touring around. Make sure, do what you want, but be aware of your surrounding, of the people around you. Do not get so caught up that you're not aware, because human nature is dangerous. So be careful, all right? And Merry Christmas. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, out and about, and you literally just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. But you can also listen to it on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing, anywhere in the world. You can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 615-415-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And I do have a new biblical question, but I'll give it to you in a minute. It is Monday. And Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So, I have a question for Hake while he's in studio, but I'll get to that in a minute. I have a brand new biblical question. Yesterday's fellowship, oh my God. Not George, Lord. Not George, Lord. It was amazing. The men and the women are on it. They're working on themselves. And it has nothing to do with any of them but the spirit of truth, and they want that. It was in the air. It was everywhere. If you missed yesterday's fellowship, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. 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 And I have a brand new biblical question. And we dealt with the old one yesterday, meaning last week, biblical question. My prayers go out. What do they mean by that? The responses were amazing. And I didn't know exactly what they meant when they said, when people say, my prayer goes out to you. My prayer go out to you. Do they say goes out or go out, James?
My prayers go out.
But normal people don't use right English.
They're not that bad.
My prayers go out. What do they mean? And people have very interesting, but I thought it was like right on reasons that people say that, because you notice that the people who say my prayers go out, they don't have love. And then some people said, when they are mad at you, especially the Christian, well, my prayers go out to you. What they mean is I hate you. So it was very interesting. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com and hear that. I have a brand new biblical question. And the way I come up with these biblical questions from everywhere. If I'm having conversation with other people, they'll say something, and I'm like, wow, that's an interesting biblical question. Or if I'm reading something or listen to something, something is said, I'm like, wow, that's an interesting biblical question. Or something I just want to know what it means. I will make it a biblical question. So that's how we come up with these things. And this week, biblical question, there was a minister who came to visit me at my office this past week. And he has studied Judas. He has done, according to him, a lot of research from the Jewish perspective, Christian and everything. And he had an interesting concept of Judas. And I'm like, I've never thought of Judas that much. I haven't put much thought into him. But in listening to what this preacher had to say, I'm like, I'm going to make that a biblical question. And so the biblical question for this week, Merry Christmas. What did Judas Iscariot, how you say it, James?
Iscariot.
What?
Iscariot.
So what did Judas Iscariot? Where did Judas Iscariot go when he died? Right?
Yes.
Am I clear?
Yep.
Say it for me.
Where did Judas Iscariot go when he died?
Where did he go? Have you ever thought much about that since before now, Hank?
I had. It had concerned me a lot at one point.
Really?
Maybe a couple of points.
And why?
Because I put myself in his shoes, and I was like, man. And also, like, being emotional like I was, I wanted to know if people went to hell or if they had another chance and repented before he died or whatever.
Oh.
Or repented on that rope or some whatever. I'm not one of those Catholics who think, oh, if you commit suicide, you're automatically sent to hell.
Why do Catholics believe that?
Because they say that it's a sin, like a mortal sin, to do it. And I agree it's wrong to commit suicide, but...
And what's wrong about it?
It doesn't seem right.
And what's wrong about it?
It's... God said never commit suicide.
Oh, he did?
I don't know.
What?
It seems like you're playing God. It seems wrong.
But did God say don't do it?
Don't ask me. Probably. I'm going to say yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have put thought into where did Judas go once he died?
Yeah.
Really? I'm pretty sure, especially when I moved to L.A. and I started listening to the evangelical people, Christians and stuff, I just thought he went to hell, I think.
Right. Yeah, that's what people's assumption is.
Yeah,
I have thought
much more about it since then.
Yeah, I asked a Christian whom I looked up to whether Adam went to heaven or hell, and whether Judas went to heaven or hell.
What do you say?
Judas definitely didn't go to heaven. Something like that. Judas definitely didn't.
And did Adam go to heaven?
Maybe.
When did Adam die?
At around 900 years oldish.
He was 900.
Something like that.
Oh.
As I recall, IIRC, if I recall correctly.
Oh. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So the biblical question is, where did Judas go when he died? I don't want to keep saying Iscariot.
That's fine.
Because I can't say it right.
People know who you're talking about without the Iscariot.
They do. I want to ask you, hey, have you noticed that the world and nature belong to God, but the psychological state of the planet belongs to Satan?
Repeat that.
Have you noticed that the world and nature belong to God?
Mm.
The world and nature. But the psychological state of the planet belongs to Satan?
Well, now that you mention it, yes.
And why do you say yes?
Because even though there are terrible acts of God, that's what the insurance companies call it, disaster, natural disasters, the emotions surrounding it, the response and all that is what's worse. These atheists talk about how a bunch of children got killed in this flood, and they judge that there can't be a God because of that, or not a good one.
And what made me think of it, too, to add to what you're saying, is that I noticed that because the people say the world gone crazy, right? But the earth and nature has not gone crazy. But the psychological state of human beings have gone crazy. And when you go out into the world, when I counsel with people or when I talk to people or read stuff or whatever, it's amazing what human beings inflict on themselves and others. And I know now that it's a state of mind. It's a state of mind that it has nothing to do with the earth itself, but it's in the mind of human beings.
Yeah, totally. The mind is nasty.
It's a mess.
And one thing leads to the next, because everybody's overreacting to one another.
It's so easy for human beings to overreact. It's not even funny anymore.
Over nothing.
Right, over nothing. And they're like all serious about it as though it's a real deal or a big deal.
Yeah.
And they just totally overreact. And that's what made me realize that, because people say the earth is gone bad, but the earth is not bad. The earth and Mother Nature is fine.
Yeah.
But it's a psychological state of human beings who, in that they have the mind of evil. They have the mind of Satan.
They said Satan is the god of this world in the Bible. And by this world, like you always say, meaning the god of the people.
Right.
Yeah.
The god of people. Because if you don't make that distinction, people are going to assume they mean the world.
Yeah.
Like somehow or another.
Satan
there in
is
the
running
world.
Nature.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But it's a mess, man. Human beings are, I didn't realize how evil human beings are. And that includes everybody, family members and everyone.
It's shocking and it messes with you sometimes if you're a lame-o. It reminds me of Doug's stories yesterday in church about that gal at the, you know how women get under men's skin with their just brazen nastiness.
I know.
It's crazy.
And he called her.
And it works.
Yeah. And it should not, but it does, especially because if your mind is not one with what's right, your mind going to be messed up and you'll find yourself reacting too.
Yeah.
Hey, Kamehameha, have you noticed that the world and nature belong to God, but the psychological state of people belongs to the devil?
Well, I've seen the psychological part belong to the devil. I guess that just leaves nature to God.
Have you noticed that before, though? Because nature has nothing to do with the mindset of people.
No, not before you've mentioned it. But, yeah, I see the mind is, there's nothing godly or logical about it.
Well, a mess, huh?
Truly.
Have you noticed that, Kurt?
It makes sense. I guess I never really thought about that exactly, but essentially, yes.
Amazing. I want you guys, and then I'll take some calls here. I want you guys to respond to something that I just found out today, and I don't understand. Or maybe somebody mentioned it to me yesterday evening night, and I may be missing something on this issue. This is from the Independent. So I need my experts to respond for me, folks. It is Christmas. Merry Christmas. Independent is reporting. Oh, that's not the one I want. Hold on 1 minute. I'll get back to Nikki in a minute. Where J.D. Vance. I don't have that, right? Okay, I don't have the J.D. thing. I'll get back to that. Let's do the Nikki Minaj.
Sure.
That's her name?
Uh-huh.
This is Independent, because you said that's your new queen now. I like, what the?
Out with Marjorie Greene.
Right.
In Independent. With the new queen.
Nicki Minaj accidentally called J.D. Vance an assassin while speaking at Erica Kurt on stage. While speaking to Erica on stage during a surprise Turning Point USA appearance on Sunday 21. What does that mean on Sunday 21?
The 21st.
On Sunday the 21st of December, the rapper praised Donald Trump and the vice president as an amazing role model before telling Kurt, whose husband, Charlie, was shot. What?
Dead.
What?
Continue reading it.
Whose husband, Charlie, was shot dead at a university campus debate in September. Mr. Vance is an assassin. So apparently Nicki Minaj told Charlie Kirk's wife that J.D. is an assassin, right? Here, y'all can hear it for yourself. I'm black and slow. It's a lot for me to read. I can't read much. RSBN. This is from RSBN. Watch this.
And what do you think about for young men? For young men.
And for young men, don't be new scum. yes. See, dear young men, you have amazing role models like our handsome, dashing president. And you have amazing role models like the assassin, J.D. Vance, our vice president. And when I say that,
Trust me. There's nothing new under the sun that I have not heard, so you're fine. Yes, we did. I love you. I love you. You have to laugh about it, truly. I have been called every single thing, and you know what? God is so good, you let it roll right off your back. And this is what's so beautiful about this moment, because if the internet wants to clip it, who cares? I love this woman. She's an amazing woman. She has a soul and a heart for the Lord. And words are words, but I know her heart, and it doesn't even matter. And you say what you want to say because I know your heart.
So, well, that's a slip of the tongue or what?
I think it was. I think she caught herself afterwards. Because, you know, rappers, that's a rapper, Nicki Minaj, a singer, rapper gal.
The black girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And she's used to, you know, it's kind of a point of pride to call yourself a murderer and an assassin and stuff like that, or call other people that. And so she's calling J.D. Vance an assassin.
Why are you water at?
Because it was so funny to me.
And then, you like and then turning pee and crying.
And then the picture of these two women on stage at a conservative manly conference. And they're having an emotional moment over a slip of the tongue word thing. And she caught herself afterwards. She's like, like, I'm sorry. I just said assassin in your presence. And your husband was assassinated by an assassin.
Oh, I see. I missed that. Okay.
So I was tearing up along with those gals.
I know, you crying. So it was so normally when a rapper do rapping stuff, they call themselves assassin.
Yeah,
meaning tough,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so she was saying that about JD by saying that he was tough.
Yeah.
That's what she meant by it.
Right.
But she said it in front of this other gal, and her husband was just assassinated recently. I got it. I mean, did you see it that way, you guys?
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much, that's how I saw it. I mean, okay. She was trying to just compliment those guys as great role models. And then just, I just said assassin in front of Erica Kirk, which is silly. Yeah, they could have moved on a little faster from that, actually.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion, it was so nothing.
I missed it. I didn't realize. I forgot about her husband assassinated, so I didn't know what was really happening there in that moment. I'm black and slow. Amazing. And so do we have a JD clip yet?
I don't know if there is a clip that's handy of JD Vance, but
there's not one?
I'm not aware of it. I mean, you
hold
have to pay.
There. Hold on there. So where there, you say yes, there isn't. Well, it should be no, there's not one. He told me yes, there isn't a clip. Okay. What did JD say in this article? Hey.
Okay. So, he was interviewed by Unheard, which is some outlet, right? And in this interview, J.D. Vance said something like, if anybody, like whether it be Jen Psaki or Nick Fuentes, talks about my wife Usha, they can eat SH. Boop, shboop. They can eat shboop. And he said, that's my Ish. Official policy. As Vice President of the United States. They had been asking, I think, about anti-Semitism and stuff like that. Because people are pressuring, according to Unheard, this news outlet. They've been mounting pressure on J.D. Vance to censure Nicholas J. Fuentes and his fans who are racist and anti-Semitic. And he's not condemning them. He's just saying, oh, if they talk about my wife, they can eat that.
So why would the vice president make that kind of comment about a regular citizen? Did Trump tell J.D. to shut up?
I don't know what has happened between Trump and J.D. after this interview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He said Nick Fuentes, according to Eric Daugherty on X. He continued, is Nick Fuentes really the problem in this country? He's a podcaster. He has a dedicated group of young fans. Some of them have been shpipy, S-H-I blank blank Y.
All right.
To my friends and my family. Does that annoy me? Of course. But let's keep some perspective. For the past 5 to 10 years, I've watched one half of our political leadership go all in on the idea of the discriminating against whites in college admissions and jobs is not just okay, but affirmatively good. If you believe racism is bad, Fuentes should occupy 1 second of your focus. And the people with actual political power who worked so hard to discriminate against white men should occupy many hours of your focus.
So Nick Fronting got the attention of J.D. Vance, the vice president of the greatest country in the world? What the? Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for Nick.
Right.
Vice President J.D. Vance said he has an official policy for the haters like Hitler's lovers, loving Nick Fronte, who bash his wife, that can eat his toilet stuff. That's from Yahoo News.
I'm not sure I like J.D. Vance using that word so
either.
Much.
It just seems so improper mm-hmm. for a vice president to be saying that. Responding to a regular citizen, maybe if that that helper from Texas has said something like that. What's a black woman name that hate everybody?
Jasmine Crooked.
Jasmine Crooked. Has she said it? And since she's in politics, maybe I would have been all right if JD had said something like that. But to respond to a regular citizen like that, non-government citizen, it seemed a little interesting.
Yeah.
And that Jen Psaki was, she was one of the Biden administration, right?
She was in both the Obama and Biden administrations.
Right. She was like the news lady.
Press secretary or whatever.
Yeah. So maybe I can see him responding.
Red-haired gal.
I can see him responding to her.
Yeah.
But for Nick to get his attention, that says a lot. It reminded me, and you brought this up too, hey, it reminded me of that guy from Texas. Who got mad when Trump says about his wife during the campaign?
Oh, totally. Yeah, it totally reminds me of Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Because Trump posted a picture, a side-by-side meme of Trump's wife, Melania, all beautiful. And then an ugly face expression on Ted Cruz's wife, Mrs. Cruz. And he posted that before, I guess, before the primaries were over, 2015, 2016. And Ted Cruz is like, he talked about my wife. I won't forgive him.
And like, talk about your mama. You don't talk about my mama. Amazing.
Yeah.
Did y'all want to respond to that, Nick?
You guys covered it pretty well there. I saw that too, and I saw his response. I thought it was particularly, I almost want to say crafted, because he didn't necessarily disavow Nick, right? And so you could read his response and think, well, you know, he didn't necessarily disavow Nick. Maybe he likes him. And you could, like, stay there, but you got it with that, Jesse. Why did he even mention him?
Right.
Maybe it's a tactic. Maybe he wants to promote him.
Right. So that's, like, up in the air, maybe, because he hasn't done, like, a disavowal, right?
Whatever the
reason.
Maybe
he's tough or something, but it's weird. Why is this even a topic? You know, it was a huge topic at that TPUSA thing, too. It was all about Nick.
Really?
Yeah, speaker after speaker was like, this guy's bad or whatever.
Well, whatever J.D. said, whatever his reason for, shout out to Nick for getting the attention of the vice president.
Indeed.
What? Talking about stabbing, emotional stab, right on Nick. Shout out to Nick. Amazing. Did you want to come in there, boy?
Kurt.
I was thinking.
Andre Wood.
He's the vice president of the United States, and he's a white guy. At that level, he's got to be insecure. He's not dating a white woman. He's not married to a white woman. He's married to a brown girl. He's definitely insecure about that.
Interesting point. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Because white people are perfect.
I know.
And so he's like stepping down, you know what I mean? It could be for politics,
and why
for,
is he,
you know, the Indian vote, but.
Why is he, Derek made the point, where's the class in that? And why is everyone cursing like sailors now? Drunken sailors, too. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats right after this quick break. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Christmas, Merry Christmas. Couple quick announcements. Don't forget to get your shout outs in. We won't be doing the show Tuesday, the last day of the year for the live shows. Tuesday. No show on Christmas Eve. And the office is closed as well. So get your personal shout outs in now while you can. Christmas shout out. Wedding shout out, birthday shout out, encouragement, whatever it is, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. And I can get them in for you. Don't wait until the last minute when the office is closed and I'm not around. You'd be like, well, I wanted you to shout out. Because when we shut down, stop doing live shows on Tuesday, tomorrow. The office is not open until the 5th of January. Normally, we open on the 2nd, but the 5th is on a Friday. I mean, the 2nd is on a Friday. So get your shout-outs in. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to support us, what we're doing. We're helping you, you say? Help us to help others. It normally happens that way naturally, but some of you forget, and I understand. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or you can mail it in at P.O. Box Bond, make a check, a money order out to Bond, and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to set up, to make a donation or get more information. Or you can scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code to support Bond. And it is a nonprofit, right? So it's 503C1. And I do appreciate it. Amazing. So what I want to do now, oh, and don't forget to like this video, 501C3. My bad. James just corrected me. White people, I love white people because they always got it right. 501C3 means it's tax deductible, for those who don't know. And like these videos. Hit like. Support us on social media. We're on cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. JLP Talk on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. So hit like, ring, subscribe, comment, follow, and all that good stuff. Y'all know what to do. Let me go to Mimi out of California. Mimi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you this morning?
All is well. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I just kind of wanted to get involved in the conversation that came from Erica Kirk and Nicki Minaj and their conversation leading to the commentary about J.D. Vance.
Yes.
So it's interesting because I don't know. It just feels like, why is it that we are trying to pull in Nicki Minaj, of all people, into the conversation? Like, not discrediting her in any way whatsoever, but it just, it feels so strategic. And it's not a secret that, you know, people are thinking about the presidency. And I don't know, it just feels like, you know, you find women in the Black community and you get them to endorse you. And it's just the same thing that we always see. And then maybe, you know, it's not going to be a secret when Erica Kirk runs for president or vice president that she has secured the Black vote with Nicki Minaj to start the, you know, to start everything.
Very interesting, interesting point. That's the one thing I've noticed about the Republican Party in that they are no different than the Democrats in that way. They, too, want to use Blacks to get votes, and they will bring in Black women and stuff like that, and they'll use them to get the vote, and they're doing it just because the person is Black.
Correct, and I think that we talk about Black fatigue. I heard the comment about Jewish fatigue, but I think ultimately we as a nation have certainly experienced political fatigue, you know, because politicians are tending to be the same way. It doesn't matter which way you lean. You know, I had the opportunity very, very briefly to work in politics because my sister was in the public sector for a long time. And, you know, it's funny. I honestly, it's just a very different arena. And, you know, there's like a kind of like a grit or a grime that is on you when you're in politics. It's just, you just kind of live with it if you're navigating those spaces. And it's just, it's kind of gritty. So it's just interesting. And then also with J.D. Vance, I think, again, this is just an opinion. Opinions don't matter. But, you know, I just feel like when it comes to any people that represent the public service arena, it's just really sad that people are not able to use that level of decorum that would allow them to be considered a statesman or a stateswoman.
Right.
You know, it's just, it to me, I think social media has changed the landscape in the way that everybody wants to connect to these average people, which I'm whatever. But it's just like, I guess everyone is just so vying for likes. And so we are able to change our language, and there just needs to be a time and a place for everything and every speak. And to me, it just seems like everyone's like, oh, you know, I'm being real or I'm keeping everything out in the open. But the sad or the trick about that is that you would think that, okay, you're being transparent. But what's happening is that you are doing the absolute opposite. You are changing yourself into somebody that isn't able to really navigate different spaces. You're just one way. You're just flat. And you give everything to everybody. And what's also interesting, my last point, is that the devil doesn't do that. The devil hides in dark places.
Yep.
He hides behind the closets and the doors. He keeps things indoors. He keeps things behind things. And we think that we are, you know, really one-upping him, and he don't reveal his hand at all until it's almost too late. So, you know, it's just interesting.
You made such a good point in that, and I've heard my producer mention this too, is that most people are cursing and carrying on. And, I mean, they use curse words now like they're just normal, regular words. And they don't realize it should not be happening. And for the vice president to say something like that about, he shouldn't be saying that period in that way, but to say something like that about a regular citizen, that it's just mind-blowing that those words came out of his mouth like that in a public forum. And so I wonder, will President Trump correct him on that or what he has to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. But what's interesting is that we've become so, you know, it's been so normalized.
It
is. And through social media, that you can just talk to anybody because you can, you know, you may get on your platform, whatever the platform is, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever the platform is, you will think that you are broadcasting it to the world and that you're talking to, you know, these elected officials. And what's interesting is that they're recognizing that kind of exchange where there should be like, you shouldn't be able to access that person so easily. And I think social media has us to believe that as long as we have a platform, as long as we have 20,000 people following us, we can broadcast messages to the world and we don't have to be responsible for what those messages are. Yeah. I think that circles back to, unfortunately, again, no judgment to Nicki Minaj, but if you take a look at her music, if you take a look at her message, and she's not the only one that does it, but she has no responsibility to, you know, young girls not saying what she says. You know, she has no responsibility to the American family, and yet we sit up here and Erica Kirk says that she loves the Lord and that she's a great Christian. I'm like, wait, what? What are you talking about? You're making that up. You know, or maybe if you're not making it up, can you at least provide some context?
She is making that up. Erica Kirk would know the Lord if he smacked her in the face.
But if you are going to say that, can you tell us why? Because we have already we have information from Nicki Minaj that gives us an information to determine, you know, who she is, at least who she wants us to believe she is. And it's the opposite of what Erica Kirk is saying.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that the world and nature belong to God, but the psychological state of the planet belongs to Satan?
Absolutely. And I don't know when it happened. I don't know if it's just something recent. But, you know, it's funny because one thing that I noticed looking around at the celebration of Christmas, I have found that it looks like people celebrated Halloween more than they celebrated Christmas this year.
This year?
Everyone had these elaborate, you know, landscapes, Hollywood, Halloween, spooky, all this stuff. And now you see, like, people have some of their lights out and all that stuff, but people outwardly expressed Halloween more than they outwardly expressed Merry Christmas. Christmas. Maybe I'm seeing it differently.
You're right about that. But I noticed that since the Great White Hope has been in office this year, Christmas seemed to be more celebrated now than it has in a long time. But you're right. They do put Halloween before Christmas. But I think this year you may see a little change.
Yeah, you know, I have seen people not traveling as much in the sense that it feels like people are at home preparing for Christmas more, which hopefully that is true because it's a wonderful celebration
and an
opportunity to be really thankful for everything that you've received and will continue to receive in the new year. So, yeah, I think Christmas, and it's a celebration of Jesus, you know, and his life and what he came to do. So, yeah, it certainly is something to be remembered.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your call. Amazing call. I know you were working yesterday, but you missed an amazing fellowship. So make sure, if you didn't catch it already, make sure you podcast.
Absolutely, Jesse. And it's funny because I said I would never call again because I made the mistake of reading the comments, but I don't care. I called. So have a wonderful, wonderful
You would never
Christmas.
Call because you made a mistake of doing what?
I read the comments. I read the comments one time I called, and they're horrible.
Why do you read them?
I don't know.
You love the pain.
I love the pain. You're right. That was my own ego, and shame on me. I got what I was looking for.
Amazing.
Yeah, so.
But don't let that stop
you.
Don't let somebody else's comments stop you from functioning.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great point. So good thing I called.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, You shouldn't even give one thought about what someone else is thinking or saying or doing.
Yeah. Okay.
And are you?
I'm just letting that set in because that's amazing. And it's funny because, you know, I do the work of overcoming every day, but it's in everything. It's really in everything.
Are you catching the first thought and not going with the second one?
Yes. That's a great assignment. That's a great one. Because once you catch the first one, the others that you feel them coming and they have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Because you didn't believe the first one. It's like a dam to the waters.
Damn.
It's really interesting. So thank you, Jesse, for that assignment. Yes.
Make sure you become a thought watcher.
Okay. I'm still kind of like the guy, the contractor from Fellowship yesterday, where he's like, I say I'm doing it, and I'm, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, long story short, yes, absolutely, Jesse. Thank you.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Amazing. Let me go to Kaya out of North Carolina. Kaya. Merry Christmas. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me.
Shout out to Mimi.
Shout out, Mimi.
Shout out. I was calling to answer the biblical question.
Where did Judas go when he died?
When Judas died, he went into all of mankind. His body died, but his spirit went into everybody.
Meaning what? What do you mean?
Meaning everybody has that spirit of Judas. Well, they will turn on you and kiss you right before they do it. They'll be with you and against you at the same time. Probably don't even mean to be that way, but it's just the evil spirit, the jealousy, the willingness to, you know, betray, all that stuff. I think everybody has that.
Every human being has Judas spirit, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think when he died, his body left, but his spirit, you know, it touched everyone.
Very interesting, Kaya.
That's what I think. Thank you, sir.
I want to comment a little bit more, but I got to wait until Sunday, but very interesting.
Amazing. Well, I'll be tuning in.
Amazing. I love the video from Mississippi.
Yeah, I wanted to know, and thank you. Ann actually, shout out, Ann got the footage. And then on the way back home, I messed around with some app on my phone and turned it into a little video moment. Did Isaac send that to you?
It was a very nice moment.
Oh, Jesse don't want to dox. Yeah, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I don't kiss and tell.
And it was amazing to hear from you right before dinner.
Right on.
That was amazing.
Right on. Good to hear from you, and Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas to all you guys.
Absolutely. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday about the biblical question.
All righty, sir. Sounds good. You take care.
All right now. Amazing. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
On Friday, Z Corp Alpha, Epstein files released today, meaning Friday. I don't see them. Fire emoji.
They were talking about releasing some more files?
Yeah, they released a bunch of Epstein file stuff. A lot of it redacted.
And did that make people happy? Are they satisfied now?
They will never be satisfied, as you know.
Yeah.
But they are all up in arms and excited and judging and crazy.
Did that pay one bill for someone?
Maybe. Did that send
one soul back to Jesus?
What's that spit? Probably not.
It was just people were nosing. That's all that was about.
A bunch of nice pictures with men, with young ladies, but they black out the faces of the young ladies to make it look bad.
Amazing. They showed the men, but not the ladies. Huh?
Yep.
What a mess. And that made everybody else wish they were at those parties.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Brian G. says, love ya, Jesse. No, I and Jesse. You are a Mississippi pimp.
Alabama, buddy. But thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. Gonna get me a sleeping sleepover aid. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had missed that one on Friday. Okay. So we may be missing the context.
Thank you. I don't know what it means, but right on. Thank you.
On Sunday, Amp Hands gifted 5 subscriptions on the Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble channel.
Thank you. Amazing.
Shout out yesterday to Games for Rec, Aries 1, 76 Red Pills, Misty, Greenwall, Kilo Alpha Tango, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D Live crew.
Shout out. Thank you.
On Facebook, on the Bond channel, Eric says, I worked in Alabama. Engineer called a crew leader, said he was going to kill himself. Old black crew leader asked the young white engineer if he had a gun. Youngster said yes. Crew leader told him not to worry. He's going to call the police for him. Young man asked why. Crew leader responded, there was no need to suffer through having to kill yourself. He said, when the police show up, just come out on the porch with that gun in your hand.
Isn't that a joke?
I don't know if it's a true story or not. It sounds like it's true.
Amazing. Whether a joke or not, it's still funny. Thank you.
Right on, Eric. Pink Catman says, stop at the first thought. Amazing.
Catch the first thought. Do not go beyond that. It's going to blow your mind. Become a thought watcher. Catch the first thought. Amazing. You got to work on yourself, folks, if you want to be free. Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla, been a member on the Bond channel for 8 months.
Right on. Thank you.
Bring back the chicken song.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the people who run on the radio show.
Yeah, that's right. We need to get more guests, and maybe some of them will run, and then we'll hear the chicken song. Although it is copyrighted, I think Nick found a different one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The chicken song copyrighted?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Amazing. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, church was so good. When you say there is no you, to me that means nothing that comes to my mind is me, the real me sitting at the gate watching and learning who I'm not. Every day I notice something evil pretending to be me. So interesting how powerless yet smart and cunning the devil is. Thanks, Jesse.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And one thing for sure, and without a doubt, there is no you. It's all an illusion. There is no you. The real you have never suffered, have never sinned, have never been a sinner nor a saint, have never been afraid, have never been lonely, have never wanted for anything, have never doubted, have never been fearful. The real you have never contemplated suicide or any kind of stuff. So stay with it. You'll see there is no you. It's all an illusion. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori, who also answered the biblical question, where did Jesus go? Judas go, I mean?
Yes.
He definitely went to hell. But my question is, did Jesus save him when Jesus went into hell? I think Judas is still in hell because he heard the gospel but still betrayed the Son of Man. Never pondered this before, says she.
I haven't either until that preacher came and talked to me. But thank you, and I'll put my 2 cents on Sunday. I appreciate it.
And she says, thank you.
Thank you.
And Ian and the rest of the Kevin and all the rest of y'all, I have to read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. 1 more hour to go. When I come back, straight to your call. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
whole lot of mess going on in this old hair world. This is the end of hour two of Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, if you love anybody or anything. And everybody ought to love the females. We do here over at the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, if we love anybody. And JLP will be right back for hour three coming up here. And after that, thehakereport.com and then American Anchor, baby. So cool. There's one line open. You can call in right now if you have not already gotten on air today on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. No I in Jesse. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on that Venezuela tanker that the U.S. is pursuing. I was telling you about it sailing. I doubt that it has sails, but maybe. Who knows? It's the second such operation in this pursuit conducted over the weekend. The interceptions mark an escalation in the Washington's, D.C.'s, efforts to squeeze Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, whom President Trump has accused of flooding the United States with illicit drugs and migrants. Also, he's a communist, right? Isn't he kind of a communist dictator type of a guy? That's what commies tend to be, mamas. Anyway, 60 Minutes controversy. The CBS show was once a great Sunday evening show or something like that. CBS's 60 Minutes is facing a credibility crisis, they say, so-called, after they abruptly shelved a segment featuring the accounts of Venezuelan men, so-called men, deported by the Trump administration to a notorious maximum security prison in El Salvador. The correspondent who reported the story, Sharon Alfonsi, said in an internal memo, stated that the public will correctly identify this as corporate censorship, quote-unquote. According to this Sharon, S-H-A-R-Y-N, not sure whether that's a man or a woman, because it's such an foreign name, in my opinion, to this Alfonsi person, and two CBS sources who spoke to Commie Nonsense on condition of anonymity, the story had been fully fact-checked and legally vetted by the time the network publicized it on Friday. But CBS News's new editor-in-chief, Barry Weiss, is it Weiss or Weiss? She weighed in with questions Saturday morning, the source said, and Alfonsi said Weiss spiked the story, Barry, that is, and that's what Sharon said. Don't know. Anyway, Moscow car bombing. Did you hear about that? A Russian general has been killed in a car bombing in Moscow, with officials pointing the finger at the Ukraine, with the latest assassination of a senior military officer, Lieutenant General Fanil Sarnarov, who ran the Armed Forces Operational Training Department, died after an explosive device installed under the chassis. It looks like chassis, but I think it's pronounced chassis, right? That's what I heard. Of a car exploded earlier today, Russia's investigative committee said in a statement. Several, or at least a few, prominent Russians have been killed by explosives or shot dead in Moscow in attacks blamed on the Ukrainian security forces since the start of the Russians' invasion in the Ukraine in 2022. Terrible stuff. Trump, bring back some peace if we can. Oh, did you hear about this? Poor Jake Paul. That was my guy. I was gunning for him. I mean, I was pulling for him, or whatever you're supposed to say. Jake Paul didn't he get his jaw broken or something like that? Despite Friday night's obvious mismatch, the YouTuber turned boxer said he could upset former heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua. He's like a British, African-British type of a guy, champion boxer type of a guy. Anyway, a very painful reality check, at least physically painful, chin-up king. Jake Paul, you'll be okay. There was a guy who died at 46, a Wire actor. He's a white guy. James Ransone, I guess. Rest in peace. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth rather than dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning and welcome to the show. Merry Christmas. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question, a doozy. Mama Mia, where did Judas go when he died? Where did Judas Iscariot go when he died? Is that him hanging from the tree? Tapping to a tree, handcuff me. Where did he go? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you can also listen on your phone. On your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and because we love the ladies, and we take their calls first. We take all calls, but the ladies' calls first. It is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. And my question to you, for those who want to overcome, it's not for all. Have you noticed the world and nature belong to God? But the psychological state of the planet belongs to Satan. I just wondered, have you noticed that? It's a mess, and human beings are evil. Wicked to the core. I would suggest you work on yourself so you can overcome that world, overcome the world inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. Lay your weapon down. No more fighting. Don't fight with the devil inside you, and don't fight with the devil outside of you, inside of others. There's no reason to fight, period. Zero reason. In the same way, there's no reason to ever be angry about anything. There's not one thing on this planet that should make you angry. Isn't that amazing? So overcome evil with good. You got to forgive. Change the heart, everything else will change. I want to go to Diane, I believe, out of Houston, Texas. Diane, you are on the air. Hey, Diane. Get off mute, Diane. What the? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, Diane. Don't hang up. Let me go to Ashley out of California. Ashley, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Ashley.
I'm running into a room right now so no one can hear me. It's funny, I almost forgot that I was waiting on the call. I thought I was just listening to the show there for a minute.
Oh, amazing.
So I heard you say earlier, talking about how a husband should control his wife. Or, you know, I'm pretty sure you meant like in the natural way of things, right?
Yes.
And, but obviously there is like a egotistical, unnatural way to control your wife.
Absolutely. And that's the wrong way.
Right. And, even though it's pretty obvious, I was just going to ask you, could you give some examples of the healthy and non-healthy way of controlling your wife?
By not controlling her, but having perfect love for her. And be in the light.
And that's controlling your wife?
Yes.
That's cool. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. I will.
All right. And Merry Christmas, Ashley.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Amen to that.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Let me go to Lola. Her name was Lola. Lola Falanda. Lola, out of Virginia, you are on the air.
How are you, Jesse?
All is well, Lola.
That's good. I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Where did Judas go when he died?
So his body went back to the earth, but his spirit will be trapped in whatever his fears were. Whatever thoughts that he had, whatever fears he had, his spirits will remain there.
Interesting.
And that's for everyone, I believe.
That's for everyone?
Yeah. And if you have no fears, if you had no thoughts when you leave your body, you will remain there. If you had any fears, you'll remain there.
Very interesting. Had you ever, before it became a biblical question, had you put much thought into where did Judas go when he died?
I did.
Oh,
a lot.
Did?
I did a lot.
Really?
And initially, before I started listening to you, I thought hell and heaven were actual places. So, and I looked forward to being in that place. But then I think I got to the end of myself where I was trying to do everything I could to get to heaven. But there was something in me that knew that that was selfish. So I'm trying to do everything right to get to this place. But then I was frustrating myself and judging myself.
Yeah.
So at some point, I had to cry out to God. And I think that was my come to Jesus moment. I was at a traffic light and I just broke down and I was yelling. I was like, I'm doing everything I can to be with you. I know it's selfish, but I can't do it perfectly. What kind of God are you? And literally, Jesse, you came on YouTube that evening and everything just changed. Everything just changed.
Amazing.
Yes.
Nice.
So thank you, Jesse.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It'll get clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
I appreciate it. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday concerning the biblical question.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Amazing. Let me go to Susan out of Michigan. Susan, you are on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
This is the biblical question.
Where did Judas go when he died?
Well, on the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." So I think Judas was forgiven. In the end, Judas felt guilty, and, you know, he took his own life, right? Didn't he throw the coins away? I think that was in the Bible.
Yeah,
somewhere.
He realized that what he had done was insane. So he threw the coin back, either to the people or threw them away, and he was real sorry, appeared to be sorry for turning on Jesus like that.
Right, and he also fulfilled the prophecy. Somebody had to do it.
Amazing. And so you think he went where when he died?
He went with Jesus.
Okay, and why do you believe that?
Because Jesus forgave him on the cross.
But he wasn't on the cross with Jesus, right?
No, but Jesus said, "Father, forgive them." So
yeah.
He, you know, we were all forgiven, including Judas.
Interesting. I like that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I want to do it now, but I got to wait. Isn't that amazing?
Okay. All right.
Had you put much thought into Judas, what happened to him, before it became a biblical question?
No. What I always thought was Judas definitely went to hell. But listening to you, you know, and saying, hey, Jesus forgave us.
Yeah.
That's why he died on the cross.
He really did. Do you realize that Jesus, that God has forgiven you for all your sins and wiped them away?
Yes.
And do you know now that you're not a sinner?
Yeah, and that really helped a lot of things. I have a question.
Are you afraid to accept that you're not a sinner, or you want to see yourself as a sinner?
Oh, I'm not afraid to accept it.
Right on.
But I have a question.
Okay.
Real quick, I hope. Which parent or both parents need to teach their children how to be safe?
Neither.
So how do children know how to be safe?
Well, when they're children, they look for the light in the parents, but they only see darkness, so they become dark. And as when they become an adult, then they have to look for the light themselves as adults. But if the parents were of the light, the kids will always be of the light. And so they will already be, when they come into the world, unless they are traumatized in the womb, because most mothers are angry, they traumatize the children in the womb by turning them away from God. But if the mother and if the father and the mother were perfect, meaning they had real love, the kids will always be one with God, because they will be one with the parents who are one with the light, or one with God. But because the parents are of darkness, the kids end up going into darkness when they began to resent the trauma that come from the mother.
Okay. Yeah, so it starts with us.
100%.
Yeah, okay. The past is the past.
Yeah, if the mothers were perfect, the kids would stay perfect.
Yeah.
But they become what the mothers are, the boys and the girls.
Well, the fathers contribute that, too.
Well, the father contributed by
the father's got what their mother gave them.
Right.
You know,
They became like their mothers as well. They took on the spirit of the mother. And that's why men act like women. They get angry. They're emotional. They think and feel like a woman.
Okay.
And they are not in that order of God and Christ. Christ is man, man over woman, and woman over children. They must be born again of the Father in the same way women must be born again of the Father.
Okay. Thank you.
Have
Thank
you,
you
forgiven your
Merry
mother,
Christmas.
Susan?
I have verbally, but not in me. I'm working on it.
You went to her and forgave her?
No, she's dead.
Oh, but why haven't you done it in your heart? And you can't do it because just doing it with words is not doing it. It's of the heart. It's the heart that must do it. And then you go, the words come. Like for your mother's inspired, once you realize in your heart that you're wrong for resenting her, she could not help herself, then you'll be able to, if you need to say it now that she's inspired, you'll be able to see it with words that I'm wrong for resenting my mother. She couldn't help herself.
Well, I know that. She even wrote it down that she didn't like any of her kids.
She didn't like any of you guys?
She liked one, but she didn't say who. But I think I know who. But that doesn't matter. I mean, she had 10 kids. She didn't want any of them. So by her writing it down helped a lot for me.
So why don't you forgive her in your heart then?
Well, I'm not really sure if it's because I can't forgive my father.
You resent your father too?
Worse. My mother was a victim, a princess, a wonderful person. But
your mother was not wonderful.
I know, because after reading her what she wrote, I realized that.
Are you able to say what she said? What she wrote?
She wrote that she never had any feelings for her children, only one.
Amazing. And so why do you resent your father so much?
He was a very horrible person. He did horrible things to his daughters and his sons.
Why don't you forgive your mother and your father? How would God forgive you if you don't forgive them?
Well, I'm working on it.
How are you working on it? How are you working on forgiveness? Either you forgive or you don't. There's nothing to work on. Let me ask.
Well, I have less hatred now.
Is still hatred.
Oh, I'm human. I got to work on it.
I'm only human. Let me ask, do you think you are better than your mother or father?
In my actions, I didn't get anywhere near what they did.
Do you think you are better than your mother and father?
You're so mean.
What do you mean? How am I mean?
You are mean.
How?
Well, you ask questions that you ask yes and no questions, and if I'm working on it, so then I am no better. Okay.
So are you?
But I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm working on it.
Are you better than your father and your mother, and or your mother?
Which kind of better?
Any kind of better.
There's some kind of betters. I am some kind of better.
What is it
that? Some ways.
Are you good or are you evil?
No, I'm good.
What's good about you?
I Oh, that's a long story, what's good about me. That's a long, long answer. Too long for your program.
Make a long story short.
Because I'm trying. They didn't try.
What's good about you?
That's not good enough.
What's good about you?
The fact that I'm willing to listen and try and do better.
Would a good person resent anyone, have anger or resentment toward anyone?
So I'm thinking that I resent their actions.
Would a good person
and
resent anyone for any reason?
I don't resent them. I resent their actions.
Would a good person resent anyone for their action?
Yeah.
And how can a good person resent anyone for any reason, their action or non-action? How can that be? How is that possible?
Well, now getting back to Judas, do I resent Judas for his action?
We talk about your father and mother.
No, I know, but I'm comparing. I can't resent him because his actions were necessary. So probably my parents' actions were necessary to raise 10 crazy kids.
But Judas' actions were not necessary.
They were.
No, they weren't.
Well, who would have done it then? Somebody had to do that. Somebody had to betray Jesus so that Jesus could die on the cross.
But he was just showing human nature, how wicked human nature is. That's all that was about. It wasn't necessary for Christ to do what he needed to do at all. But he just showed you the wickedness of human nature so you can know that it wasn't your nature. But because of time, what would a good person resent anyone for their actions or non-actions?
I think yes.
And so you think you have a right, there's something that's good about you that give you a right to resent your parents?
Well, okay, so no, because I shouldn't judge because Jesus, God, is the only one that should judge.
So if you, God doesn't
I'd
even
no.
judge, only Satan judge. Anyone that
oh,
has
really? Oh, wait a minute. that's a biblical question. Next coming up, okay?
only Satan judge. God does not judge.
I thought God did judge. Oh, okay.
You thought like lit.
God well, did. I'm working. I still don't have all the answers.
Why
I'm
don't you forgive your father and your mother so the answer can be made known to you? God cannot make the answer known to you when you're of Satan.
I'm going to cry in a minute.
Why?
when they're crying, they're lying.
When
right?
you cry, you're lying. How could God make things known to the children of the darkness when they don't want it?
Well, I guess women, especially, I don't know about men because I'm not one, are so emotional, they get caught up in that. And for me, I'm a woman, so it's the same thing.
But you're emotional because you're evil.
Well, then I can't forgive yet.
Why not?
I have to be because I'm evil.
How else will you overcome
evil? I'm
still evil.
Evil.
But how will you overcome if you don't forgive?
I'll just continue doing the silent prayer, and I'm working on it. I'm getting better. See, I'm getting better. It's like a slow thing. It's not a fast thing.
When you
forgave your mother, was it like immediate?
Yes, because beforehand I didn't even know I resented her. I felt emotional love. I thought that was love. But when it revealed to me by the Spirit of Truth that that was hate, I didn't know. So immediately I went and forgave her, shaking in my boots, because I didn't know that that emotional crap was hate. I thought that was love. And who is worse, the one who is resentful, judging, or the one that's being judged?
I can't answer that.
Why not?
I'm slow. I'm white and slow. I'll give you your answer.
What a mess.
Yeah.
So I want you I want you to think about that. Who is worse? The one that's judging or the one that's being judged?
I think the one being judged, because if I'm trying to be better, then the ones I'm judging, because they're, what they did was horrible, and I'm just sitting here judging it because, you know, I'm trying not to be like them.
But when you're judging, aren't you a horrible person?
No, I think the way I judge is me knowing myself not to be that way.
Not to be what way?
Explaining the cruel, mean, horrible people that they were.
But look how cruel it, you have children?
Yes.
Look what you've done to your husband and your children. You're no different.
No, I am different, definitely.
Look what you've done to your children, your husband. How is that different?
Because I wasn't that way, the way they were.
But you were evil toward them. You may not have done exact the same thing, but you were still evil toward them, your husband and your children. What's the difference?
I'm not so sure I was so evil.
No, you were evil.
Oh. No, I don't think so.
No, you were evil. Because you're of evil. You can't be evil and then give good to someone when you don't have good. So you were evil to your husband and your children. But Satan tell you, oh, you were a little nicer. You were this better, and you believe in a lie. As soon as you can see and admit to yourself, even if you don't want to say it out loud, admit to yourself you're evil, then soon you will be free. I promise you that. Your parents could not help themselves. Their parents screwed them up in the same way your parents screwed you up, in the same way you screwed your children up.
Okay. I got to hang up now.
Why?
Because I can't answer anything. I can't answer anymore.
Oh, you can't?
I'm stuck. Yeah, I'm stuck with what I have.
So you're stuck on
it. I'll work on
it. You're stuck on admitting that you're evil?
Yeah.
But how will you be free if you don't admit it?
I just said, yeah, I know I'm evil, but not as evil.
Evil. Mean, there's no ass to
it. No, there is.
There's no ass to evil. Evil is evil.
I'm a percentage less evil. How's that?
No, that's not true. You're evil.
But,
I'll just
go jump out the front door or window. Gee, you're scaring me now.
Smoke on it, let me know, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I know you gotta go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Pure.net. Back in a moment.
Service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women
families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Christmas to all, and to all, Merry Christmas. I want you all to know, working with all of you and the support you've given us has been amazing. Thank you. And the gifts and the Christmas cards and the phone calls of appreciation and the testimonies of working on yourselves and returning to the fathers has been amazing. I want to encourage you all, those who are working on yourself, to stay with it. Stay with it. Do not give up. Don't give up like those poor people did in that poor town. And they were all poor. And somebody came along and told them, you see that mountain over there? If you climb to the top of that mountain, there's gold up there in them there hills. Everything you're looking for is up there. And they went around the mountain, went around and around, and finally they climbed the mountain. And then they got up to the top of it. And when they crossed over the mountain, over the sideway there into the mountain, right away they didn't find gold. And the poor people were like, what the? And they told him, it's there. All you got to do is look for it and don't give up. And they went out looking on top of the mountain, and they were complaining and complaining and complaining and whining and complaining. And many of them gave up after they didn't find it right away, and they went back to being poor, poor in spirit. But then there were a few who did not give up. And they stayed with it. And stay with it. And eventually, they found richness. Richness. They found gold. And I promise you, not from me giving it to you, but the Spirit of Truth, if you don't give up, men and women, you don't give up, you will find a treasure. You will find gold. You will find eternal life. But don't give up. Don't give up when thoughts are trying to stop you. Like, what are you doing this for? That's not working. You're this and you're that, and you look at you still get mad, or you still this or that. Don't listen to that, and don't listen to other people outside of you trying to convince you to give up. The devil works through human beings, your mind and their mind, and the children of Satan will try to seduce you or frighten you, or try to encourage you to give up. Don't fall for it. You will find a treasure. It's up top of the mountain. It's not down below. And when people tell you to look here and look there, look over yonder, and look here and look there, don't do it. If you want to be free, look within. There's a new reality. There's a new kingdom. There's a new everything from within. It's inside of you. A teacher and everything. Let no one teach you. You have the spirit of truth inside of you. And Merry Christmas. I really appreciate y'all. And my whole staff appreciate you, all of them. The radio staff, the bond staff, the Fall Estate staff, the staff. Appreciate you. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And check out Puncher TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Amazing episode there. You can podcast. And check out RebuildingTheMan.com/church. The fellowship was amazing. Everyone is, but this past Sunday brought it all home. And we will be having our Sunday morning fellowships every Sunday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. Every Sunday, the fellowships. But we won't be, tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, our last live show for the year. We're just going to shut down on Christmas Eve. We were contemplating if we were going to do some of the show live or not on Christmas Eve, but we got to go up to the beach house. We got to go to the beach house. So no live shows on Wednesday. Tomorrow is the last one, all right? Merry Christmas, folks. Really. I do appreciate all the love and support that you have given back to us. I want to quickly show you real fast. There was this, and this is, this spirit that I'm about to show you inside of this person, it's the same spirit that's into anyone that judges, they have opinions, they have ideas, they have wants and needs, that are victims, at least think that they are, jealousy, strife, suicidal thoughts, loneliness, opinions, think about the past or the future, murder, raping, suicide, whatever it may be. This is the same spirit that's in you. It's the same spirit. Fox News is reporting. Heart-pounding video showed a moment. A shoplifting suspect allegedly tried to shoot an officer, a police officer, at point-blank range inside of a Walmart to be stopped when a gun appeared to malfunction and the store security worker intervened. Watch this from KWTV News. This is amazing, but it's the same spirit. Watch this.
23-year-old Katarina Jeffrey asking a foreshadowing question as she sits next to 21-year-old Shane Newman.
Well, something crazy happened.
Canton police were called to the Walmart on Atlantic Boulevard Thursday afternoon for two people shoplifting. Before the two sat down, Newman was patted down.
Nothing on you? Was going to poke me, stab me?
No.
Newman replies no. Minutes pass as the officer asks the two people for their names. After giving the officer a fake name, Newman pulls a gun out of a pouch he was hiding.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
No, 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 no! No!
I want to play that video again because you can hear the gun click. He then tries to reload and points it at the officer again. Heroically, the theft prevention officer Conrad jumps on Newman, causing him to drop that gun. The officer brings Newman to the ground and calls for backup.
I mean, it's attempted murder.
It is attempted murder. He would have got me.
Officers found two bullets in Jeffrey's pocket, who also had two warrants out for her arrest. Newman had one warrant of his own and was holding on to several pills.
Xannies?
No, fentanyl.
A scary situation that could have ended with multiple lives lost.
Amazing, huh? That's the same spirit in a person who is jealous, revengeful, drag queen, whatever you may be. It's the same spirit. It's no different. What are those people, white? They were white, right?
I don't know.
They appeared to be white, at least white in color.
They definitely did look white.
But why are they stealing shoplifting? That's black stuff to do, not white people. White people are white privilege. They don't need to steal.
Well, this culture spreads.
Why are they stealing? That's a black thing to do. Shoplifting. And have a gun. What the?
The blacks can have them.
What a mess. Let me do super chat. Yes.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Ian over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Ian C. Hello, Jesse. I created a space between myself and my boss. He screamed and yelled at me because I was not working close enough with my coworker. She's a female. His wife micromanages the shop, and then he raises hell with his employees. I did not snap back, but instead thanked him.
Right on. Lay your weapons down. Don't fight with the devil in your mind, and don't fight with the devil inside of others. Really.
Right on, Ian.
Oh, amazing, Ian. Thank you. Stay with it.
Very cool. Also, on Cash App, Kevin gave a couple of them. Tithes on tips. And he also says, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Kevin. Amazing. Merry Christmas.
As always, thanks for the support, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
Ella K., welcome, JLP show member. Thank you,
right
Ella.
Right on. Thank you, Ella K. Amazing.
Pelagic says, she's jumping through all the hoops, referring to your guest the first hour, to rationalize bad behavior and bad decisions using fallacious reasoning to justify evil. That is evil.
Amazing. I had in the first hour, I had Cecilia Grande on. She is a matchmaker. And it was interesting. Check it out if you missed the first hour. Thank you.
Tara B. over on Rumble says, if a man wants a virgin, he should be one himself. Otherwise, he's just a hypocrite.
Well, why is that? Man can't be a virgin.
That's right. No such thing.
Like a virgin. Stop. But the very first time.
Anthony L.
Thank you.
Cool sunglasses sticker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Larry H. Trump would have to change his name to Netanyahu.
The dream team.
Trump.
Donald Trump. The Great White Hope. Netanyahu and Putin.
Oh, yeah.
The dream team. Amazing.
Many,
thank you.
Many men, says Larry. He ought. Directed by 50 Cent.
Right on. Thank you.
Young V says, I know of plenty of men who go before women.
Go
she
where?
Said, well, he didn't say go. He said a different word. But,
well, you do have slut makers and sluts. Men are slut makers and women are sluts if they have sex before marriage.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Larry H. Hey, nice to meet you. Are you black?
He black. Thank you.
He says, Erica Kirk got those Kenneth Copeland eyes.
She got hungry eyes.
Very nice. Daniel L.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, brother, says Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel. Merry Christmas.
Anthony L. with a hamburger emoji.
I love burgers. Thank you.
Larry asks, did Judas believe in Jesus?
That's the biblical question. I can't respond. But that's not the question. The question is, where did Judas go when he died? Not if he believed in Jesus. What the? Thank you.
Ellip 8311. Funnily enough, Vance's wife's people eat in India.
Speaking of that, absolutely.
Ellip asks.
Amazing. Thank you.
Ellip says, did you know Erica Kirk is a Brothstein Jew mafia? I don't know. I cannot confirm or deny.
I have no idea. I don't even know what it is you said.
Me neither.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hopefully it's not something bad.
Right.
Jermaine says, Merry Christmas to Bond and the crew.
Merry Christmas. I appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
Erica, with a C, not to be confused with Kirk. Jesse, since you have one of the greatest singing voices on this side of heaven, it is my Christmas wish to hear you serenade us. Jesse, could you please sing a small part of the show's opening track, Stand Up? Merry Christmas, Jesse, and all the crew, Erica.
Amazing. Stand up.
Nice.
The end of the world today. Must protect the family. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki, too. Comment allez-vous?
Si.
Sunday church was beautiful. If there's a better one, it just has to be in heaven. Smiling.
Right on. It was a blessing. It was more than beyond a blessing. Thank you. Absolutely.
Gregatron says, Lady Gaga has a song called Judas. It's about relationships. She's picking Judas, the bad guy, over Christ, the good guy. Let me
maybe
know what you think.
Maybe I should ask her where did Judas go once he died.
She might know.
I'm telling you. Amazing.
Walking Roscoe sent some gift memberships on the Bond channel. Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Amazing. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Bond. Christmas tree, snowman, Santa emoji from Harmony Harms.
Amazing. Thank you.
Larry Hewitt. I'm a sit on Santa's lap and talk about the first thing that comes to mind.
Right on.
You didn't say that, but nice.
Amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to D. D, out of first time caller out of Oklahoma. D, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey,
how
D.
Hello.
Hey, D.
Hey, how are you?
All is well. Merry Christmas.
Yes, all is well. My question is on systemic racism and why do you think marijuana was made illegal to begin with?
Made illegal. It was made illegal because they want to control the people. And you control them by keeping them high out of their minds. Or made illegal, right? Oh,
why
it was made illegal first because they knew it was bad for the people. And the desire to control the people wasn't as prevalent as it is today.
Well, I would submit to you that in 1939, Anslinger promoted the 1939 Marijuana Stamp Act because he said that marijuana, this was during the Mexican-American War, afterwards, that marijuana made darkies, and he was talking about Mexican people because prior to the 1900s, everyone who was not white was considered black. Anyway,
no, that's not true.
Really? Okay. So you're saying Gandhi wasn't called black in South America, in South Africa?
Gandhi was, he was black as opposed to a white person, but he was not considered a Negro black. He was just dark.
I didn't say Negro. I said black.
Oh, but it implied you meant Negro black. But you're
no,
just
I
saying that
you
just
was
saying
not,
he was, he's
no,
just saying
no.
He was dark. He was not white.
Anyone who was not white was considered black.
No, that's not true.
That made it, okay, prove it.
Even the Indian people and the blacks in Africa did not get along. So that's not true what you're saying.
In America, anyone that was not white prior to the 1900s was considered black.
That's no, that's not true. That's not true. The blacks were considered blacks, and the Indian was considered mud-looking people.
And they were not allowed in any school because only white people could attend.
Well, that's because during those days, black people or Indians and others did not try to force themselves on white people. They were more independent and did for themselves than the blacks do now when they're trying to force themselves on the people. And you can't make anybody love you.
Prior to the 1964 Desegregation Act, a...
Your dog is attacking you now. She hung up. She was attacked by the dog. The dog like, you lying, Ma. I mean, she dropped her phone drop. Let me go to Nick, a first-time caller out of California. Nick, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's
her
it going?
Call back. What was her name? D, call back. Her phone dropped. The dog sounded like he attacked. I don't know if he attacked. But D, Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Jesse. How's
it
going?
All is well.
My question was, how do you practice being present?
By keeping my mind where my body is, instead of being in the past or the future, which is both are illusions. So I keep my mind with my body.
So, like, you're kind of trying to feel your body? Like, that's kind of what you like to do?
No, you don't want to feel it. Just be aware. Know where
so like
you
your
are.
Feet on the ground or something?
Know where you are at all times. Be aware of yourself walking down the road. Be aware of yourself walking around the office. Be aware of yourself washing dishes. All you got to do is simply... be where you are, aware where you are, and you will be present.
Even when you're talking with somebody, you kind of try to stay in your own body?
When you're talking with others, be aware of what you're saying, of yourself speaking and everything. Be aware of the words coming out of your mouth and all that kind of stuff. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I did that a few weeks ago, I think.
You went to her?
Yeah.
What'd you say to her?
I said I apologize for resenting her.
Yeah.
And
Wait, all you gotta do now is Nick, be aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times. Instead of losing your head, because your body'll be in your office, but your mind will be at home or in the past somewhere. You want to keep your mind where you are. That's where everything, all the answers for you is right there all the time.
Yeah, it's just, you just have to do it all day long, basically.
You practice, and if you get caught up, you forget to keep your mind where your body, don't make any judgment of it at all. Just bring your body back, your mind back. Realize I'm in a thought and come back to your body. That's all. No big deal. Keep it simple and don't struggle. Because the awareness will do the work for you.
Okay.
All right. I wish you well, man.
Nice. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Anthony.
D, call me back. D, if that dog didn't bite you.
Yeah, it sounded like an emergency.
I know.
Anthony
that
L.
That dog was like, what the heck? What the?
It's Moon Day Monday. Okay, ladies, take D wigs off.
Says amazing.
Anthony L.
Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, answer to the biblical question.
Where did Judas go when he died?
I'm not certain, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. Matthew 26:24. Judas lived, but his status now is worse than being dead, said Walking Roscoe.
Thank you, Walking Roscoe. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Jim in Alaska. Merry Christmas, Jesse and crew. We will see you at church in January. Want more smoked salmon? Smiling.
Oh, I do. Good. Absolutely, Jim. Thank you, and I'll see you then.
Chad C., a very generous 67 coffees. Some call him Jesse. Some call him Mr. Peterson. Some call him Tom like a mug. But I call him the great Black Hope.
Amazing. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
3 coffees from Maryland. Marlon. Hi, Jesse, just to weigh in on the Jewish topic, I believe the hatred towards Jews comes from what you always talk about. People only hate because they don't understand the evil inside their own minds.
Absolutely.
Thus they project.
Absolutely. And a hater is worse than one that they're hating. Amazing. Jesus said they're murderers and don't trust them. Amazing. Thank you.
Marilyn said if Christians, quote unquote, were operating from goodness like they claim, it would be evident that this may have even prompted the Jews to return to the Father, but instead they judge, scoff at, and falsely accuse Jewish people of all sorts. How sad.
I rest my case. What a sad way to live. Thank you.
Shout out to Elijah, Aries One, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Potley, Fatty Wat, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew.
Fatty Wat, thank you all. I appreciate it.
Very nice. Always cool. And a shout out to the supporters on all the other platforms. Cornerstone says on Cash App, JLP show is the best show on this side of heaven.
Thank you, and thank you for helping us to make that possible. I appreciate it.
Oh, he said on this side of YouTube.
Right on.
Nice.
That's right.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? These 3 hours went by just like that. Tomorrow is our last live show for this year. So I'll talk to you tomorrow, Country Western Tuesday. And the Hate Report coming up now. After that, the American Anchor Baby. And check out Punchy.tv. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E.tv. And thank you for your support. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with the men and women. You are responsible for your own spiritual life. Right? It's been amazing. Earl from California, Rick from Virginia, Charlie, a first-time caller, or Charlie, a first-time caller out of Georgia, and the call that just dropped. I am so out of time. Amazing. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Have a good day. The Hate Report. Not the Fate Report, but the Hate Report is coming now. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.